It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 4th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is Yankee, spelled Y-A-N-K-E-E. Yankee is a noun. It can refer broadly to anyone born or living in the U.S., or it can refer more narrowly only to those in the northern U.S., or even more narrowly, only to those in the states of New England. The broadest use is especially common outside the United States. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Rutland Herald of Vermont. We're pretty good here in Vermont about being mindful about recycling. It's in our genes. Depression-era residents used to keep everything from small jars for nails to the nails themselves after they were retrieved from old boards. That Yankee ingenuity absolutely comes from the resourcefulness and ability not to waste anything. We don't know the origin of the word Yankee, but we do know that it began as an insult. British General James Wolfe used the term in a 1758 letter to express his low opinion of the New England troops assigned to him. And from around the same time period, there is a report of British troops using Yankee as a term of abuse for the citizens of Boston. In 1775, however, after the battles of Lexington and Concord showed that colonials could stand up to British regulars, Yankee was proudly adopted by colonials as a self-descriptor, in defiance of the pejorative use. Both derisive and respectable uses have existed ever since. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.